Yes, this is the Bible Quizzer podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. I'm Cullen Baggett. I am coming off of the Colorado Invitational Tournament, as well as the rankings that have been released for February 2026. I was privileged to be able to go to the tournament and Quizmaster, and I want to give a review, give some analysis on the 10 teams that were there, run through the results, how they went, do a reaction to the rankings and what I think the teams will look like moving forward. So without further ado, I will jump right in. So finishing 10th to 1st, I'll read the teams off and then go through them one by one. 10th place, Woodside 2. 9th, Woodside 1. 8th, Maquonago 2. 7th, a combination team of the Academy of Excellence from Wisconsin and Temple from Texas. 6th place, Falls 2. And then a 5th place, we've got Maquonago 3. 4th place, Maquonago 1. 3rd, Ridgeview, Tennessee. 2nd, Faith Canova Park, California. And the champion Falls, Wisconsin, without any lows. So before I start, I want to give major kudos to Falls, Wisconsin. They have solidified themselves as arguably the greatest Bible quiz program in history. They have officially tied Pleasant View, Kentucky with the number of all-time major wins as a program. My records are correct. I have them with 12 major tournament wins. The first one of those being Squanet in the 2010 to 2011 season, where they defeated Temple, Tennessee in the finals that year. Their next tournament win was in the 2021 season. Since 2021, Falls has won 11 majors, which is an incredible streak for Falls. All right, let's jump into the teams. 10th place, Woodside 2. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. They were very young, very inexperienced, young inexperienced quizzers. We don't expect a whole lot out of them. They finished in 10th place, so unfortunately they were last, but they were able to answer some questions late in the quizzes. Some of the quizzers knew their material, would not expect them to be at any more tournaments this year, but expect improvement in the long run. They're just young quizzers. I believe they had a lot more fun quizzing in the hybrid in that format, which, by the way, the hybrid tournament is great, totally worth attending. All right, 9th place, Woodside 1. I'm going to label this one as underperforming. I think this team was a lot better than 9th place. Their seeding in the round robin would suggest they were better than 9th place. Gianna was one of the top quizzers in the tournament. Makai was also very strong. I believe they were both top 10, top 12 quizzers. And just ran into two really rough quizzes. One of the quizzes I learned in another room, they had the lead and then it slipped out of their hands. Touch more on them later on. As for Maquonago 2 finishing 8th place, this is another one. I'm going to label them as underperforming. I thought they were stronger than 8th. I think the round robin also reflects that. They were a little bit higher for the seeding, if I'm not mistaken. They were led by Elizabeth Roberts and Nathaniel Kolshinsky. I think this team was in self-destruct mode. In both of their losses, it seemed that they put themselves in the low position by errors, but also had a lot of firepower. They could have finished well above 8th, perhaps were better than a couple of the teams that finished in front of them. Finishing 7th place, the AOE Temple combo. Two really strong quizzers at the top with Levi and Daniel. Levi being on the Temple side, Daniel coming from the AOE side. I thought they were a really good team. They were able to put lows on teams that were perhaps better than them. But I think this team as a whole just needs more experience, a little bit of a reduction in errors, and that's going to come with time. Now, moving forward with this team, they're going to be split off, I would assume, for Squanet. So your AOE team would be led by Daniel, I assume, and then the Temple team would be led by Levi. I don't believe they are in AACS, so I don't think the AOE side will represent Wisconsin. If they do, they would have to defeat Maquonago at State. Temple, I think, will represent Texas at AACS. I think they could be one of the Thursday teams at AACS that gets to the Final Three, Final Four. But Levi is a very good quizzer, would need a little more depth and a reduction in errors. That goes for both of those teams, AOE and Temple, to get much higher. But really, some strong quizzes they threw together. I think they're a really good team, both of those separately and as a single unit. 6th place falls to team finished with the most entertaining quizzer, and that is Paul. Paul is fantastic. I think Paul is the least risk-averse Van Gelderen quizzer currently. He is fantastic. He is the fastest gunslinger in the West. He was the fastest quizzer at the tournament. If Paul is in a quiz, he will control the momentum. However, Paul, they lived and died by Paul and his speed. So in some of the quizzes, he looks like the greatest of all time. In others, it kind of falls back on you, because with the high level of risk comes a high level of reward, but with the high level of risk also comes a lot of risk, in this case, a lot of errors, and they weren't able to dig themselves out of it. Touch on the future of them and how I see them doing for the rest of the season when I get to Falls 1, because some of these ministries, I think they'll wind up mixing up rosters for the rest of the tournaments for the year. All right, fifth place, Maquoneago 3. This one is a little bit of an outlier here. I think this was the weakest of the three Maquoneago teams at the tournament, and the number three after the team name would suggest that the folks at Maquoneago thought the same thing going in. But to their credit, they were the most opportunistic team for not having a great number one, number two quizzer to carry them in a tournament deep. They seemed to capitalize a lot on mistakes made by other teams, and that's good. That's what you got to do sometimes to survive. I think they were probably not as good a team as a couple of teams that finished below them that I've already mentioned, but again, very opportunistic. That's to their credit. Do I see them finishing much above this or being able to replicate this performance the rest of the season? Probably not, but they have the quizzers to go far in a tournament if they are able to capitalize on other teams' mistakes. So moving forward, I'm not sure they can replicate that, but a great job here getting to the top five, mostly off of being opportunistic and taking advantage of toss-up jumps. Fourth place, Maquoneago 1. I paused before I talked about Falls 2. The reason for my pause was this. Maquoneago 1 was the most entertaining team. Falls 2 had the most individually entertaining quizzer. So Maquoneago 1, very strong team. These young quizzers impressed me a lot. If you go back and watch the live stream when they were eliminated on just a heartbreaker, Mr. Douglas said pretty much what I was already thinking. I expect these quizzers from Maquoneago 1, if they stick with Bible quizzing years down the road, we will be talking about this team winning majors. Okay, they are all very young. They had two quizzers get medals in the top 10. Samuel Roberts, I think, was their strongest statistically. I felt in the quizzes where I was quiz mastering or that I was able to observe that Elliot was probably the higher points quizzer overall throughout the tournament. I don't have anything to back that up with. That was just my feeling. He was the surprise newcomer to me. That's the first time I had seen Elliot quiz. But the two of them together, Elliot and Samuel, make that team very formidable. And I don't know how they will play it at Squanet. I do expect them to mix up their teams because Maquoneago is probably going to be in the hunt for AACS. And the three team that I mentioned that was more opportunistic, the two team that I think was better than the three team but kind of struggled in the elimination here and finished eighth, age becomes a factor because AACS can only have high school quizzers. So I'm not sure how they will mix that up. But the Maquoneago 1 team, absolutely fantastic. Like I said, they lost on a heartbreaker. I think they could have won the tournament. It would have been a massive upset if they were able to pull that off, but they were definitely capable of being a top two, top three team. With the inexperience and youth, though, you do have, I want to say, a lower ceiling because of the inexperience when you get down to the finals and you're looking at high schoolers versus younger quizzers. That would be the only real critique on this one for how they would have performed later on, but this team is fantastic. Probably the brightest future of any team, any ministry. The Maquoneago 1 team, can't say enough about them. Elliot and Samuel especially, fantastic quizzers. Give it a couple years down the road, we'll be talking about Maquoneago winning major tournaments. Third place, Ridgeview. This one, I kind of think they underperformed here. I think they came into the tournament thinking that they were a top two team. Rankings wise, they are a top two team. They won the Falls Baptist Invitational in January. I'm not sure how you break down the performance from January to February. Was there a little bit of a regression? Was it because Falls stacked their team a little more? Is it because we introduced Faith Canoga Park and Faith is possibly the better team? I don't know, but I do know Blake is probably the best quizzer in the country. With Ridgeview, what I saw is I think they need a little more dependable answers consistently from non-Blake quizzers. Now, they were able to do that in the quizzes where they did well. In the quizzes where they didn't do well, it was a combination of Blake not having his best quiz, getting into more error trouble, and the supporting cast not able to come through when they needed them most. I gather that they were more so, and that Blake maybe was more consistent quiz to quiz at the Falls Baptist Invitational in January versus this tournament at CI. That's probably the difference in them winning and finishing third. This team, I'm not sure how to quantify it exactly, like I said. I'm not sure what the change was from January to February that contributed to this. Those were just a few things I observed. So I think moving forward, I would expect them to be a top two, top three team, probably one of the best teams there at Squanet. They're not AACS members. But moving forward, Ridgeview is going to be at a bit more of a disadvantage at Squanet. Colorado is a quiz out, six correct or six errors. Squanet is five correct, four errors. So for Blake's points, he can only give you 100 points, or I think 110 with a 10-point bonus at Squanet, if he quizzes out without error. So that means from now until Squanet in April, use any opportunity you can to get the backup quizzers involved earlier. And that's the key for Ridgeview moving forward. They do those things. I think they're very capable of winning Squanet. They could wind up being the number one team in the country at the end of the year. Second place, Faith California. My takeaway from Faith California is I think they're very, very solid. Grace Christian is their best quizzer. They're 2, 3, 4, and 5 quizzers. They know the material. They know it well. They give good answers. They're not overly error prone. I think the key here that was missing is just needing a little more experience quizzing at the top. And sometimes knowledge of the material, there were some mistakes that were made that I think they could have, if they had them back, they would definitely do them over again, that they could just slightly change. They would be in a slightly better spot. Getting more experience at the top, putting themselves in a position to win. I would expect this team to definitely compete for Squanet. I could see them winning Squanet. I don't know if this team is better than Ridgeview or not. At the top end, I don't think they're quite as good as Ridgeview because I think Blake is the best quizzer in the country, but they're very capable. They did a really, really good job at the tournament. And also shout out to some of the folks from Faith because they were able to win the hybrid tournament on Friday. And the champions, Falls won. Now, in the preview podcast that I did with David and Micah, we all left in the take it or leave it segment that the winner of CI would not have a loss. Well, we all failed on that because Falls did it without a loss. However, I would tell you, and I think Pastor Van Gelderen, the coach of Falls, would also tell you, in no way, shape, or form did it feel like Falls dominated this tournament or just ran over everyone. I think this Falls team was not as dominant as previous seasons where they would just go in, put up a lot of points, high, and they win the tournament. This one was a little more different. It had a different feel to it. So I think here what they fell back on was what I've mentioned is kind of a weakness and inexperience with other teams. It is very clear watching Falls, even if you were a newcomer, outsider off the street, and you watch Falls quiz, you would gather very quickly that that ministry has experience quizzing late in the day against the top teams, knowing what to do, and being the most mentally tough team in the quiz. Their depth was great. They had experience, like I've said, at that top level, which allowed them to be the most controlled team when some of these other teams got into quizzes late in the day and struggled more with errors. Falls had their fair share of bad errors too. It's just they were able to minimize those compared to their competition. I think their best quizzer, statistically speaking, was Lydia. Lydia is great. Steven is also great. Steven, I believe, was a top, I think he was top five, top six, also definitely a top 10 quizzer. This was Steven's last tournament ever. Unfortunately, he will not be at Squanet, but sounds like he has a great opportunity for a trip at that time. So super proud of Steven. I was very excited for him to go out on top. Not only did Hannah Lynn go out on top with a major victory last year, now Steven will do it here. What a career. Lots of wins. I'm not sure if he was on every single roster for the 11 majors that the ministry has won since 2021, but I know he's been on the majority of them. So hats off to Steven Jr. He did fantastic in his role here. And all those years that he was supporting Hannah Lynn and now being more of the leader of this team, winning one, just fantastic. I mentioned that Lydia Van Gelderen was probably their best statistical quizzer, but I want to put this out there. The X factor for the win here is actually not a Van Gelderen. It is their quizzer, Gabe. Gabe was probably, if I had to guess, their third or fourth best quizzer statistically. In my room, he always did well. He is a very good quoter. He knows his material. He's not very, very conservative, I would guess, in his approach. He's not going to be very aggressive and make lots of errors. And you need those quizzers. When I was watching the last quiz of the day, this is the only two-team quiz that we had in the elimination. The start of that quiz was very close. It was back and forth. You could even argue that Faith California had the momentum and this was going to be anybody's quiz. Now, in the end, it did turn out to be a very good quiz. I'm not saying it wasn't. But there is a stretch, I think it's in the 6, 7, 8, question 6 through 8 range, maybe 5 to 7, where Gabe gets three questions in a row. The tide of the quiz turns, and from that point forward, it felt like Falls was in control. The fact that your third or fourth best statistical quizzer was able to do that on that big stage and take away the momentum from a team that looked like they had it, give it to your team en route to winning your fourth Colorado Invitational, fourth or fifth in a row, is incredible. So shout out to Gabe there. That was awesome. And not only did he get those three in a row, all of them initial jumps, I believe, later in the quiz, I believe it's in the 17-18 range. It's still possible for Faith California to win at this point, but Faith errors. And if Falls gets the rebound, the quiz is mathematically over if Falls just sits. It's a long quote. It's either a two or three verse quote. It is Gabe that gets this long quote on a rebound, which puts the nail in the coffin for Faith. Mathematically, it ends the quiz, and that is how Falls walks away as the CI champion. So this team felt different from previous Falls teams in that they were not overly dominating other teams. I think Faith, Ridgeview, Maquonago One all gave them a run for their money in three-team quizzes. They were never able to put a low on that Falls team, and by no means did Falls dominate Faith in the two-team quiz. Faith gave them a run for their money, too. I'm just pointing out, this team showed that they were seasoned with that experience quizzing late in the day. They had depth, and they were very balanced. And when your third or fourth best quizzer can come through late in the day in the championship quiz, it says a lot about that ministry. So what do I think about this Falls team and the Falls ministry moving forward in this season? Well, as I mentioned, they don't have Steven for Squanet. Statistically, I'm not sure who was the better quizzer between Lydia and Paul. Lydia is definitely capable of leading a team. She's one of the best quizzers in the country. Very analytical, just very much like the way she answers questions. I'm not sure what the roster changeup will be for Falls at Squanet. I do know they have probably the best coaching staff in the country, and they're going to take whatever roster gives them the best chance to win. I don't know if this team will take on Paul or if they will leave Paul on the Falls 2 team. Paul is a great asset to Falls 1. Paul also may be a loose cannon on Falls 1 that they may not want to introduce with all the firepower that Falls 1 already has. So that's something that might put them at more of a disadvantage moving forward without having Steven, just the reliable quizzer that Steven is. Maybe that makes it easier for the competition. Maybe they go ahead and start practicing with Paul, putting him on that Falls team. If Paul is put on the Falls 1 team and you have a team with Paul and Lydia and Gabe, automatically they probably have more firepower than any other team. It's just, can they contain it? If they can contain that firepower, they're probably the pick to win Squanet. Okay, if they can't contain the firepower, probably not, because they would eventually flame out. But Falls, just a phenomenal run. I don't see it stopping. I think Lydia's a great quizzer, just like her two older siblings. Paul is an amazing quizzer. Emma Lee is a very good, solid quizzer. She's kind of like the polar opposite of Paul. If Emma Lee got up, it seems like she's going to hit it every time. So Falls is in a really good position here. That was the rundown of the Colorado Invitational and how those teams finished. Great tournament overall. Again, want to thank all of the folks at Woodside Baptist Church in Denver, Colorado, especially Pastor John O. Scott and all the work that he put into that, all the ones that were working tech for the hybrid tournament and for the elite tournament. It was just a great time. It's always a nice time of fellowship, catching up, and they run a great Bible quiz tournament. It's my favorite tournament of the year, and they do an incredible job. If you're listening to this and you weren't able to go this year, I strongly recommend do whatever you can to get out there next year. It's just an amazing tournament. I can't say enough positive things about it. Transitioning on, I want to give a little reaction to the rankings we had following CI. Want to go through these and see kind of how they could change moving forward, what I agree with or what I don't, and we'll take it from there. All right, top 10, go through them here, reverse order. 10th place, First Baptist Church of Long Beach in California. They were not at the Falls Baptist Invitational. They were not at CI. I can't give really any commentary on this team other than in some voters' minds, it is worth putting them in the top 10 because they are the two-time reigning AACS champion. I would assume they will win state and represent California again at AACS. I'm not sure about that, but we won't really see, if that's the case, we won't really see them until Squanet and then presumably AACS to see how they really are. 9th place was Temple, Texas. I'm not sure how I would view this team in isolation. They're very good with Levi. He's a really good quizzer, top 10 quizzer in the country. They did very well at Crosspoint, I believe, at the Crosspoint Invitational. They took 3rd place And with CI combining with AOE, which was a strong AOE, gives them a stronger team, competing against a stronger field at CI than at the Crosspoint Invitational. I think ninth place is about right. I do think this team, if they have the depth in the high school age bracket and Levi is able to pass answers and they're, you know, opportunistic for what they can, I could totally see them making it to Thursday at AACS. Eighth place, finishing just above Temple, is Woodside. Again, I mentioned this one. I think most of the voters took into account the Woodside 1 team, not necessarily the Woodside 2 team. So eighth place, I think this is about right based on the performance. However, if I were doing, you know, this is presumably on performance, understandable. If I were doing a power ranking or how I would predict them to do in the future, I would buy Woodside stock. I would rank higher because the potential of Gianna and Micaiah makes them, in my mind, probably a top five team and probably the favorite or second at AACS. Great team. I think they ran into two really tough quizzes. Everything else that I saw of them, they were really good, and I expect them to finish better than eighth at both Squana and AACS. Seventh place, Marquette Manor, Illinois. I know they had a really strong team at the Falls Baptist Invitational. That's why they're here. Some people had them higher than seventh. Some people had them lower than seventh. Well, this is how the composite puts them, seventh. I didn't see them in person, so unfortunately, I'm not able to give a whole lot of feedback on Marquette Manor. Now, I am hoping this team comes to Squanit so they get a little more practice in and also just give us a chance to see them. I do think they will wind up winning their state and representing the state of Illinois at AACS. So I'm very confident they'll be at AACS. Not sure if they'll be at Squanit. Would love for them to be at Squanit, meet them, and hope to have them in many, many tournaments in the future. Sixth place, AOE. Similar comments to Temple finishing in ninth. This team, really good, led by Daniel. How I evaluate them in isolation, not sure exactly. I think 6th to 7th range is probably about right for AOE. I don't think they're AACS members. I do expect them to be at Squanit. I do expect them to do well at Squanit, probably in the 5 to 8 range, depending on the field of teams there. Not sure what their ceiling is with just Daniel. I do know they would probably need to get a little more support from their support quizzers to give them a better chance to win, especially since Daniel can only get 5 at Squanit. All right, moving into the top five. Fifth place, Church of Greenville in South Carolina. Now, Church of Greenville, South Carolina, they are a ministry that is really good. They've been good the last few years. A little bit of a regression this year just on some seniors that they lost last year in kind of a rebuild mode, but also a lot of young quizzers coming up. I expect them to be really good in the future. I'm not confident they will be at Squanit. I know they won't be at AACS, but the voters felt that their performance at the Falls Baptist Invitational warranted them being fifth place. I don't really have further comment on Church of Greenville, but I think the performance at the Falls Baptist Invitational, some of the PQA mindset probably puts them in fifth place. With them not being at AACS, probably not being a Squanit, I don't know if they'll wind up being a top five team at the end of the year. Fourth place. This is another tricky one. So this is Maquoneago. If I'm hesitating on calling Woodside the favorite at AACS, I would say the favorite is probably Maquoneago, but part of the hesitation there is what I mentioned earlier about the breakdown of age groups in that program. So their best team at CI was also their youngest team, and if I had to guess, the average age was highest on the Maquoneago 3 team, who I said felt like the weakest Maquoneago team, but also was the most opportunistic Maquoneago team. So I think, again, I implicitly trust the coaching staff at Maquoneago to take whatever they have for Squanit, whatever they have for AACS with the limitation to high school quizzers. They are going to put together the team that gives them the best chance to win. Having said that, I think they or Woodside will be the favorite to win AACS. I would expect Maquoneago to be very strong, if not one of the best teams at Squanit, knowing that they could have young quizzers at Squanit, they can probably take multiple teams, and multiple teams perform very well. But I'm not sure how they'll change that up, but I definitely trust that coaching staff to put themselves in the best position to win. So that was fourth place. Some had Maquoneago higher, understandably. I think Maquoneago is appropriately in fourth based on the finish overall. I think part of the reason they're fourth and not higher is because the three teams that finished above them were the three teams that finished above them at CI. They also were not top two and may have not been top three. They might have been top three at the Falls Baptist Invitational. But I think you're looking at a program, you take the whole body of work, how they did, how they looked on eye test, you probably get close to fourth place. All right, top three, Faith Canoga Park. This is going to be based on CI because they were not at the Falls Baptist Invitational. I think third place is about right, especially when the two teams above them have won majors this season. Again, they're probably going to not be representing California at AACS because I don't think they're AACS members. If they were AACS members, I feel like they'd definitely be there. Probably would be the favorite to win AACS if they were part of AACS. But they're not. I do know they are planning to be at Squanet. I expect them to be a top three, top four team at Squanet. And then the top two, Falls number one, Ridgeview number two in the rankings. Totally appropriate here. I have no pushback on it. No real comment other than Falls won CI, Ridgeview won the Falls Baptist Invitational. At the Falls Baptist Invitational, Falls finished second. At CI, Ridgeview finished third. So I think it's appropriate here to put them one and two. And of the 10 teams I gave you, it is very clear that the voters see a separation of the top four teams from the rest of the pack. So if I look at number five, the Church of Greenville, they have 38 points compared to fourth place Maquoneago, which has 62. So that's a pretty big gap. But once you get into that top four, it's Maquoneago with 62 points, Faith Canoga Park with 64, Ridgeview with 66. So those two to four are all neck and neck. And then Falls, Falls taking most of the first place votes there. Obviously, they're going to be higher. They finish with a point total of 79. So pretty good gap there between fourth and fifth. I think of those four, it's very likely that all of those teams finish in the top four for the year. Falls and Ridgeview with one more chance at Squanet. Faith Canoga Park with one more chance at Squanet. Maquoneago could go and win AACS. Other teams in there, you know, we could see a jump from Marquette Manor, depending on if they're at Squanet and how they perform at AACS. Already mentioned Woodside. Woodside were to win AACS, they will shoot up the rankings. They may surpass one of those top four teams, but they're going to need to win AACS in a convincing fashion, and they're probably also going to need to be a top two, top three team at Squanet. So that's your review and analysis of the Colorado Invitational, as well as the rankings that have been released for February 2026. Want to give a couple reminders of things coming up. If you go on the website and look at the upcoming tournaments, you will see a schedule outlined with the contact information and the text that the quiz tournament is competing over available on there. We are doing our best to stay on top of that and add the contact information. So just stay in tune with that. That'll give you a good idea for planning your calendar. The next few events coming up, outside of some of the quiz events happening in the state of California, Blue Ridge is coming up on March the 7th. You want to sign up for that ASAP. That's going to be a tournament held at Ambassador College in Shelby, North Carolina. The contact information there is available on the website. But I want to encourage you, if you plan on going to that one, register for it ASAP. They'll get you in there. Squanet is in April. I already talked about that one. I've also got the information available there, I believe. And then AACS the day after. That is going to be Tuesday of that week in April. And then if you make it to the, I believe it's the top three, top four, you would quiz the championship on that Thursday. And then following AACS, we have a few spectacular tournaments this summer. CAST Information in California, MASS in Wisconsin, and then GAS in Greenville, South Carolina, all happening in June or July. So look out for that upcoming tournament sheet on the website. Stay on top of it and make sure that you're signing up for these tournaments if you plan to attend. Hope you can make them. I also want to give everyone the reminder of our mailbag email address. It is mailbag, M-A-I-L-B-A-G, at BibleQuizzer.net. If you have any questions you would like answered on a podcast, Bible Quiz related, send those in. We will address those. This has been the Bible Quizzer Podcast. See ya!